We're back from our walk now, and I've had some very, very crumbly cake, which was absolutely delicious. And I'm sitting in the sitting room at our Tornish house with Mandy Raven from the Andrew Raven Trust. And I wonder, Mandy, if you could talk a little bit about the weekend, what we've done so far, where you see it going.
Thanks very much, Bill. Yes, like you, rather full of crumbly cake. And I will confess, a quick half burger at the snack bar down on Loch Arlyn Pier, where we've just picked up a new member of the weekend team, the artist Deirdre Nelson, who's flown in from Mull. And we're having a pause before we hear from Ruth Little at Cape Farewell about all their wonderful art and science projects. And we've spent this morning listening to some extraordinary people, including Simon Murray from Glasgow University and also Bill Sutherland from Cambridge University. So we've been bringing together Scotland and England in radically new ways, from the arts, the theatre and the science communities, and we've had our heads turned around. We've seen iPad pictures by Hockney. I've learnt a new phrase, ethical optimism, which I'm thinking about very hard, and it all feels very fruitful. And the level of conversation over the cake and the tea suggests that I'm not alone, despite the midges and the rain. It is the west coast of Scotland, after all. And we did go and see the hydro, except for I didn't, because I was trying to sort out IT. So the man sitting with me, who knows all about IT, was walking in the rain, and the woman who knows nothing about IT but likes walking in the rain was trying to fix it, but it's fixed.
Well, we're sharing space in that sense, aren't we? I mean, I have to say that the hydro scheme was absolutely fabulous, but the walk along the lock, seeing the sand mine, seeing the new pontoons where the yachts moored, this is all very inspirational, just to see how the community is finding ways to reinvigorate the environment, sort of its space, do so in a way which is environmentally responsible, is generating economic opportunities, and it just feels like things are happening here.
It is. It felt really. It's fascinating in a way to be able to look at things with which you feel quite familiar as being at least occasionally quite a strong part of this community, and to see them through other people's eyes and to sort of just pause and look, you know, the thing that we often don't feel we have time to do. And I was reflecting, in fact, with a friend as we walked along, that, you know, when I first came here to this part of the world in 1979 with Andrew Raven, it didn't feel at that stage anything like as dynamic. It felt much more as though there was a sort of sense of, is this community going to have enough souls in it to continue to develop? Because there sort of feels always a tipping point in numbers, and the discussion about whether there'd be a second teacher in the school and all these other things that indicate something thriving. And the difference today, as you say, sand mine, pontoons, allotment projects, money sort of seems to be flowing in and out. People seem to be flowing in and out. And I'm going to share one quote, which is from the Scottish writer and journalist James Hunter, who a couple of years ago, one of these weekends, defined a vital community as one that people can move in and out of. And I've always found that a very sort of useful thought, because that sense of a dynamic flow, whether it's a rural community, an urban community, an intellectual community, or indeed a virtual community. So I've learned a lot from the weekend, and today was another great example.
Well, I've had a fantastic time so far. Obviously, we've got this evening to go, and then tomorrow. And it's been a great pleasure for me to be able to flow into this community, and I'm hoping I'll be here again.
Great. We hope so too, and we're really looking forward to Bill Thompson talking tomorrow morning. I know that there are lots of people coming back who haven't even been a full part of this weekend, especially to hear you tomorrow.
Oh, no pressure then. Thanks, Mandy.